Now back to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan.
Hi, we are back. And we were talking just before the break about maybe some real scenarios. And I think this is what really resonates. Now, you're listening to the show, you're driving, maybe working around a house, whatever. You know, if we hit a topic that piques your interest, maybe it makes a little more sense. So again, if any of these topics make sense, you know, tell your friends about the workshop. Again, it's free. We are trying to keep it relatively small because we want to be able to address questions, general questions, and really cover as much as we possibly can. And depending on success, we might do it, you know, maybe even monthly, but we'll see how that works. But, you know, John, you know, I've seen stories where, you know, people go out and don't understand, like, you know, they want to buy a television. So they go out to big sale and they cash register and they get a credit card application and they buy the thing and they think, oh, my credit's great. A month later, decide to refinance and don't understand why their credit score dropped 50 points. Well, you just opened a credit card. You just maxed out a credit card you just opened. All those factors go into it. But, you know, again, it's little things that people don't fully understand. But, I mean, you've seen a lot more. What are some scenarios maybe you could share with listeners?
I'll tell you, there's one scenario we're working with right now with, actually it's a client that is working with your office, is an electrical contractor expensing everything through his business, and every month pays his credit card bill off, but he's charging everything on a regular basis. Credit scores are really low. Also, he's self-employed. Health insurance regulations have changed quite a bit over the last couple of years. Like, you know, between the bills coming in and from the health insurer, he wasn't real sure what was paid, what wasn't paid, what was co-pays and all that. He had a couple minor collection things on his credit report, but just basically helping him understand what's on his credit report, what he can do very easily and just manipulate a few things, how quickly his scores improved. And he had over 100-point improvement in a few months, a couple months, very short period of time. He went from being a renter to now he's purchasing a home in somewhere down the Eastern Shore area and in Maryland. And it's just a matter of just getting him to take a half hour, go through his credit report, understand each individual account, what's going on, what he can do differently. And basically, he was doing everything technically right. He wasn't making payments on time or you know, late or anything, rather. But he was charging way too much, keeping his limits too high, which was holding his scores down. A couple minor collection accounts, very, very basic things that he could have done that we changed in a short period of time. And now he's going to be a homeowner, which is fantastic for him in a couple months time frame.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, there's, again, if you get your information from the scroll on the bottom of the news or from the internet, you know, it's a good place to get some information, but I'm not sure I would, you know, go to the internet and figure out how to fix my brakes, or I think I'm going to trust an expert to do that.
Sure.
There's too much that's important to go in there. But again, it's just, if you deal with someone who does this, there's just an old saying that if you do something 10,000 times, you become an expert. So I'm sure you've done this for 10,000 times.
Least,
you've
yes.
seen it. So, hey, I'll tell you what, if you're interested in the open houses, we have a great one for you today. This is brought to you by Greg Fonheiser of Cummings & Company. It's open from 1 to 2 today, and it's on 47 Bell Falls Way, and that's 21236. So this is a, you can walk through this home. It's a virtual reality 3D tour, a well-maintained townhome in Oakhurst. It features bright, spacious, and neutral decor throughout, updated kitchen with stainless steel appliances, a large bonus pantry, and walkout to rear deck, huge owner's suite with walk-in closet, and two more bonus closets, updated full bath on the upper level, fully finished walkout basement with a fireplace, and there's no HOA rules or fees. And check out this price. $225,000 is the asking price. Now, to put that in terms for you. Conventional, you're looking at basically about $1,500 a month. FHA, about $1,583 a month. And VA, just under $1,500 a month. Now, obviously, that's subject to rates and your credit score and everything else. But on an average, that's about right. The reason we do that is we just want people to compare that to what they're paying in rent. Imagine you're living in an apartment paying $1,200, $1,300 a month, and for a couple hundred dollars a month more, you could actually be in a house that's got a fireplace, a walkout basement, owner suite with three closets, all this other great stuff. So it's open from 1 to 4 today. We'll post this on our Facebook page if anyone's interested. You can also reach out to Greg. His cell number is 443-653-1835. All right. Again, we're talking with John Gonzalez about credit scores. Let's talk a couple more scenarios that might be worthwhile for listeners.
Sure. And one thing just to hit on is basically by going through, just a credit analysis, just figuring out what is actually on your credit and getting some good guidance along with our dispute program, our average client is able to improve their scores right now. We're averaging between 50 and 150 point improvement, which is huge in a short period of time. You know, everything that is on your credit is able to be disputed legally. As far as paying down debts, it's just a way of manipulating some of your monthly payments, things of that sort. But we've got a great program, and it's something that I really, really, really would encourage everyone to do, is just to go for a, you know, credit analysis. And the workshop, I think, is going to be a great, great avenue also. But we have clients on a regular basis, anything from the first-time home buyer to the business owner who's taking some hits with the economy over the last 10 years that we're able to help them dispute and get back on track. We've had a first-time home buyer in, just trying to think here, it was in the last probably month or two, we were able to get completed and he was able to move on. He originally came to us after working out of college, probably about 2-3 years, living downtown, I think in Federal Hill area, had basically excellent payment history over the last couple years. Prior to that, unbeknownst to him, he had kind of forgotten about it. He had all the credit cards they give you at all the concerts and different festivals and all when you're in college, at a $500 credit limit. He had charged them up, you know, did whatever, and forgot about them. And they were on his credit report. They were, some of them were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, but he had really low credit scores. Went to try and purchase a car and basically was turned down at his credit union. Didn't understand why. Contacted our office. We explained what needed to be done. Within a probably about a 6-month window, went back to the exact same credit union, got approved for a car. Not only got approved for a car, he also got approved to purchase a townhouse, which he successfully did. And it was just a matter of just going in and just helping him with a few things, disputing a few items, and just getting back on track pretty quick.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, those are just examples that people have to understand that there's help out there. And, you know, whatever you're going through may seem huge at the time, but, you know, you've seen worse. We've seen worse. I mean, we've seen a lot of things where people just, I mean, I've seen stuff where, you know, people have great credit, they pay their bills and everything else, but they have so much credit cards and they keep a small balance in all of them, not a small, but enough that comes over it. And, you know, those are the things that hurt, but people don't realize that. Now it trended that to the new way of credit scoring. Hopefully it'll help with some of that. The generic version of this is that it puts people in similar categories. So if every year you tend to miss at least one credit card payment by 30 days, rather than comparing you to everyone, it's going to compare you to people who also,
yeah.
So hopefully that'll help certain people. It's going to take a little while for lenders to adopt that whole software and that strategy, but we'll see. I mean, in theory, it seems like it makes sense. But either way, I mean, people have to realize that when you're understanding how a credit score works, it affects so many other facets of your life. And it's important to really have a good understanding. So even if you think you have good credit, I would still encourage you to maybe come out, because we can give you some tips and some better understanding. It's like anything else. I mean, too many people just have a little bit of knowledge, and that's dangerous.
Well, that's what we see often. We have people call us and they say, I've been working on it on my own for 6 months, but I'm not getting anywhere. And we say, well, what have you done? Well, I closed out my credit cards because I was afraid I was going to charge them. So what they've done is they've closed that credit availability. They've eliminated that years of credit history, which helps their credit. And they think they're trying to do the right thing. Again, car dealerships, tell them buying a car helps their credit. It doesn't help their credit. It just causes more debt load. They're just getting, there's a lot of bad advice out there that people are going and trying to do things on their own. They don't know where to look for help. They don't understand what's out there. And that's where I think we really can come in and really help them in a short period of time, give them good, solid information, and they could make some big, big, big improvements in a short period of time. Consumers have no idea. You know, there's no education out there for credit to, you know, it's on a common knowledge for people. It's all the, you know, he said, she said thing, and it's not good solid advice most times.
No, it makes sense. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish the final segment of the show, and we'll do one more giveaway. Phone number here, 410-583-1057. So don't go anywhere on that. If you're thinking of a great meal, check out our friends at Restaurante Firenze. They're right there in historic Racerstown. Homemade pasta made daily, and they have authentic Tuscan brunch on weekends. Open 7 days a week and catering on and off site. I'm even thinking of doing a Sunday show live from there one Sunday morning. So I've been talking about that. So we'll see what happens there. All right. quick break. We'll be back in a couple.